Text, Hallmark Media. Amsterdam. A blonde woman speaks at a podium.
I'm not saying it's bad to get emotionally attached to humans. I don't want you thinking that I'm bringing that kind of energy into the holidays. But after a few months, Lionel completed the program that we designed to break his dependence on us. He could finally survive in the wild again. It was hard, but he wasn't meant to spend his life in one place. It's a big world out there.
A picture of a waving seal.
And we all deserve to see it.
The blonde woman, Dr. Juniper Jones, lingers at the fringes of the Marine Rescue Conference.
Thank you.
She downs some champagne.
Can't be the best Christmas song if it's less than 30 years old.
Says who?
Says me. Am I wrong? Juniper?
Of course you're wrong.
Everyone knows the best song is Good King Wenceslas.
I like the donkey song.
The colleagues stare.
Ah, yes! And more than 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go back to my house for kugnetten and apfelkart?
Ooh, you're coming?
Oh, I may be gonna head home.
Oh, but you must come. We won't take no for an answer.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you know what? I have to get this, but brunch tomorrow? Yes, yes, excellent. Excellent.
Excellent.
Bless you.
Oh, I'll take it, but what did I do?
You just rescued me from a house party with a
horde of rapidly chatty marine biologists whose idea of having fun is discussing arcade Christmas songs.
Oh.
They're making you socialize? The audacity.
That's too much pressure, Candace.
Welcome to our home. Here are our things. Do you like them? Can we get you anything? Ooh, and while you were thinking about it, you forgot to take off your shoes and you messed up our home. Please go now.
Has that happened?
Or...
No, because I don't go to house parties
after receptions, after speeches. You know, I'm an introvert. I like a slow burn. I need to share a dorm room for a semester first.
I remember.
Hey, are you staying in Amsterdam for the Christmas season?
No, I am
trekking across Norway to go see the Northern Lights.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Don't do it. Come to Mystic and save me.
Keep talking?
The head of my rescue program quit, and I just got a call asking the center to take him to Stranded Seal. I know you don't like getting stuck in one place for too long, so I promise...
Stop. You had me at Stranded Seal.
Thank you. Aw. Hey, the Northern Lights will be there next year, right?
Visibility is decreasing every year until 2025, but essentially, yes. Oh, and quick note, I am flying to South Africa for a gig the day after Christmas.
She'll be ready for release before then.
Oh, and you can stay with me. Yeah, wear a shoes on house, and I don't care if you like my stuff.
Quick question.
Yes, my brother still lives in Mystic.
Cool.
Fine. Yeah, your brother is great.
Is he?
Yeah, he's kind and hilarious and, you know, yeah, sure. Maybe I spent the most romantic weekend of my life with Sawyer.
My wedding weekend.
Yeah.
After which I wrote the most mortifying email I've ever sent.
And yet...
I never tire of the details. What was it?
Something...
Celestially?
I said that he helped me find the place in my heart where celestial joy and miraculous safety coexist. More like celestially embarrassing. And then I begged him to come visit me in Alaska, and he never responded.
He says he did.
And you ghosted him. Are you sure you didn't just miss his email?
Yeah, right. I've been inbox zero since 8th grade.
This is gonna be weird, isn't it?
No, it's been 10 years.
It won't be weird.
What? That is gonna be so weird.
Juniper said it wouldn't be.
She's wrong. Which is unusual for someone so smart and funny. And who, after the most romantic weekend of my life, just
okay,
decided
to... everyone had a better time at my wedding than I did?
Because you had a terrible date.
Ooh, sorry. Anyway, Juniper gets in today.
Today? As in this today?
I meant to mention that sooner.
Lies! No, you didn't tell me because you knew I'd be annoying about it.
If so, I am quite clever.
Yeah, ruthlessly clever.
I need to go to school now.
You got it, boss. Now.
Hey, we're not done! Okay. Brother deserves a heads up. That's all I'm saying.
Sawyer, do you have time to stop by the cafe and discuss the toy drive?
Yeah, I sure do. How about 11?
Perfect.
Cool.
See you then.
Sounds good. All right. Okay, so I was saying, Susie, how are the Christmas lights are eating you?
A few strings came down in the storm.
Oh, no, say no more. I'll be by later to string them back up.
You're a peach.
No, it's Christmas. Call me a sugar plum. Hey, as I was saying... Oh, sorry, one second. Michael! Hey, I found the suitcase you wanted to borrow. Did I just drop it off after close? Cool.
You'll barely see each other. Juniper will be at the rehab center, and your every minute is accounted for from now until Christmas.
What does that mean?
What does your day look like?
I have breakfast with you, and then I'm going to work.
And then?
Then I'm popping by the coffee shop.
And then?
And restringing Susie's lights, going back for the dinner shift, and then dropping the suitcase off at Michael's.
What else?
That's it.
You're picking me up from school.
Ooh.
You do too much.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. Leaving Lou at school.
It wouldn't kill you to have a hobby that wasn't being helpful.
I do. I almost finished a book this year.
About what?
Time management. No, I'm just kidding. It's about alien cowboys. I'll slow down. Next year.
Sawyer trots off into a restaurant. Juniper, meanwhile, exits the train station with a backpack on her back. Titled, Mystic Christmas. She stops outside and takes in the small town street decorated with garlands. She smiles and aims her phone to shoot a photo, but the battery is dead. Juniper goes into a restaurant.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I by any chance get a charge for my phone?
Oh, of course, there are outlets along that wall.
Oh, great, thank you. I was wanting to finish this audiobook on the train and just playing a little fast and loose with my battery life.
Can I offer you a cup of coffee?
Yes, please. And could I get a good recommendation for a cab company?
Oh, where are you headed?
To the Mystic Aquarium and Rehab Center.
Sawyer can give you a ride.
Sawyer?
Sawyer pops up behind
Juniper.
The counter. Juniper's jaw drops.
Were you down there the whole time?
Yeah, I thought it'd be weird if you walked in and saw me, so I hid.
Yeah, that made it weirder.
It sure did.
I see that now. You want to ride?
No, you don't have to.
He doesn't mind.
I don't mind.
No, it's fine.
It's fine if I do give you a ride or fine if I don't give you a ride.
Either.
So what?
Give the woman a ride, Sawyer. It's on his tab.
Right.
Welcome to Mystic.
Sawyer drives Juniper in his truck. She steals a glance at him.
Thanks again for driving me.
Oh, yeah. It's on the way to the restaurants.
Nice. How is the restaurant?
It is good.
Okay.
Yeah. How are the seals?
The seals?
Mm-hmm.
All the seals in the entire world?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, besides human existence impeding on them, generally okay.
Good.
Yeah,
good. How's Alaska?
Oh, I've moved from there a while ago.
Oh.
12 times since.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Time, huh?
Yep. Time.
And we're here.
Okay.
The truck stops outside the aquarium and they step out. Juniper shoulders her big backpack.
You know, I can take your bag to the hotel so you don't have to lug it around.
Didn't Candace tell you I'm staying at her house?
Ruthlessly clever. We will be seeing a lot of each other then.
Juniper nods, forcing a tight smile.
Sawyer, whatever happened between us, you know, who did or didn't email who.
I emailed you back.
You didn't, but let's just say past is past. Clean slate.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And quite in the Christmas spirit. Also, I responded.
You did not, but I will see you around.
Check your spam.
It's been 10 years.
Juniper doesn't look back as she marches inside. Sawyer's smile drops away. In the aquarium, sleek penguins and seals hop on rocks. Manta rays flap their fins. Juniper gazes around with a smile.
I hope that's your impressed face. I'm only going to say thank you like 400 more times. You don't need to say it once if you bring me to the seal. Of course. Come on. She's a harbor seal found weak and dehydrated in Maine back in September. No, so this probably isn't even her first time being stranded. Nope. They were preparing her for release, but they just lost all their funding, and they just didn't feel like she was quite ready. Okay, so we're just wrapping up her journey. That was the hope. But when she got here, she wasn't eating, so we are back to force feeding. That's not good. What's her name? Peppermint. Maine named her, but our animal rescue interns love it. Interns? Did I not mention that in addition to overseeing the staff, you're also responsible for 3 postgrads? Oh my gosh, it's her.
The aquarium staff being at Juniper.
This is Peter, Eric, and Teresa.
I read your paper about spotted seals 4 times.
Did you really do a semester in Antarctica?
I have thoughts about UMEs, and I'd love to hear your feedback.
What's it like living on a boat?
Guys, come on, let's give Dr. Jones a chance to settle in.
Thank you.
How was your train ride, and where are you staying? And do you need any recommendations while you're here?
Quick second, please.
Before you say anything, if you can prepare seals for release, you can prepare interns for the world.
That is not true and maybe offensive. I am not a mentor.
You're great at explaining things. Eric read your paper 4 times.
Okay, yes, fine. I am excellent on paper. And I am a great public speaker when I am prepared. But as a teacher on the fly, I mean, I get all confused and I mix up my words and
stop. You are a huge deal to them.
I assure you, I am a regular size deal.
You'll be great.
Juniper glances at the fawning postgrads.
Or at least fine.
Candace breezes away. The postgrads wave at Juniper, who stiffly waves back. At the restaurant, a waitress serves a pizza. Sawyer mingles from table to table greeting customers.
Welcome back. You guys good? Hey, Brooke. You're early for your shift.
I am, because I'm very responsible.
Yes, you are. Although I sense special meaning behind that statement.
I would like to take on management responsibilities.
No. I manage and Paul manages.
Okay, but what if there's a conflict someday and you can't come in and Paul has a wedding or something?
Paul doesn't like weddings. Besides, you're in high school.
No, I was in high school when you hired me. I'm graduating college.
Already? Wait, how old am I?
Old. So, managing is the sort of experience I need before going out into the big, wide world.
I will think about thinking about it.
I accept.
I gotta be honest, you look good. You look healthy, you look strong. But we have got to break you of this force-feeding habit. The rehab restaurant is officially closed.
The postgrads lean in over the seal.
We should step back.
We'll step back.
Juniper faces the 3 postgrads.
We're going to start a foraging program for peppermint.
Does that mean we're only scattering live feed from now on?
We will be scattering live food while also using other enrichment techniques.
Does that sound good, peppermint?
So what do we do now?
I'm going to give peppermint an exam, but I really don't need help with that. So you guys should go take stock of the supply room.
All of us?
Sure, that's great. More the merrier, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Juniper kneels to talk to the seal.
That went well.
The seal shakes her head. Juniper frowns. Later, Candace leads Juniper into her home.
Oh my gosh, the place is so cute.
Thank you.
You need to decorate my dream home one day.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Great. Oh, cool. Oh, that's good. How's work?
Work was great. I was not.
No, you'll find your feet.
Hey, Lou, do you remember Juniper?
The dark-haired little girl stares at Juniper
You're
and shrugs.
The wild dragon?
You know it?
Yeah. The first trilogy is amazing. I was obsessed with Dragon Riders, but this series is gold.
It is. My favorite is The Ring of Fire.
Ooh. So, Louisa, no pressure. But which craft house do you think you'd be in?
So, this is where you'll be staying.
Ooh.
Should I get, like, a tent or something?
Candace grins and points to a guest house.
Awesome.
She hands Juniper the keys. Juniper enters the cozy space. It's been decorated for Christmas with a tree and lights. Juniper opens the door to Sawyer.
I come bearing an olive branch.
That looks more like olive pizza.
No, no olives, just our seasonal Christmas pizza.
Oh, snickerdoodles and tomato sauce?
Nope. Just a perfect balance of sauce, spinach, and cheese.
Well, that sounds incredible. Thank you.
Well, enjoy the pizza. Maybe I'll try your snickerdoodle thing next year.
Juniper nods and Sawyer turns to leave.
Sawyer, wait, did you eat dinner yet?
They eat pizza together on the deck.
This is a little awkward.
Oh, no, it's very awkward. But it shouldn't be, right?
I mean, past is past. You said it. We're new people, so. You want to play the questions game? You invented it. Remember you said you learned more from hypotheticals?
Oh, my God. We played in the coat closet after you stole wedding cake.
We stole.
Fair, fair. Okay. If you had to be a roommate of any fictional character, who would it be?
Oh, easy. Batman. Cool toys, no problem paying rent, and he's always out at night, so the TV is mine. Okay, you can only use one condiment for the rest of your life.
Sauerkraut.
Really? For the rest of your... Wow.
I like what I like. I had spent this Christmas in Poland, and the host had made the most amazing mushroom and sauerkraut dish. It was...
How many different places had you spent Christmas?
11? It would have been 12 if I went to Norway this year. I mean, the northern lights would have been amazing.
Mystic is amazing. And it also counts as a place, by the way.
Oh, point taken. Yeah, no, I haven't repeated a Christmas since I was in college.
It's a little sad.
Is it? I mean, I never got why people always fixated on making every year the same as the one before.
Well, because it's tradition.
Right, but is it because you like those things or just because you remember them?
That is the true question of Christmas. Your parents don't mind that you're never home for the holidays?
Well, my parents are divorced, so home isn't so obvious anymore.
That's rough.
It's more rough when they were together. When I was little, though, it was amazing. They loved to travel, so we went everywhere. And then my dad had to take over the family business, so we moved back home, and they just... They felt trapped. They get along so much better now. My mom married a lovely cruise ship director.
Oh, and dad?
He finally sold the store last year, and he is mountain climbing in Nepal. What about you? Did you ever take that epic European trip that you were fantasizing about?
Not quite. My dad passed 3 weeks after I got to Italy, so I came back home.
Oh. Sorry, I mean, I knew that, I know that he's gone, but I had no idea that timing. I'm so sorry.
I keep telling myself I'm going to go back, but, you know, life. Someday.
Yeah.
Back to you. Favorite international Christmas tradition?
Oh, easy. You're the bucket of flour.
Oh, yeah, of course. That is the Swedish tradition of making jolly baklava. Did I get any of that?
Tradition.
Right? Okay, all right.
Sawyer checks his phone.
Pizza emergency. Sorry. I'm glad he asked me to stay. I feel like we took a uncomfortable situation and downgraded it to passingly uncomfortable.
You know, and who knows, maybe by the time I leave, it won't be uncomfortable at all. At which point, we will fall for each other all over again, and one of us will stand the other one up, and we will be right back to where we started. And I made that uncomfortable again by saying that.
Yes, you did.
I was joking.
I know. But you never know.
Sawyer brushes past Juniper. Her face scrunches into a pained cringe.
So much truly embarrassing. Your qualifications look great. I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's go, kiddo. You're gonna be late for school.
I'd want to be in Harper Hall because I love writing, but I could never sing or talk in public.
You know, I used to feel that way about public speaking.
What changed?
I realized that my ideas were too good and people deserve to hear them.
Lou nods and smiles.
Oh, here you go.
Candace spots a notebook labeled Salsa in Juniper's arms.
What's salsa? Latin dance music popularized in the 60s? Come on, Candace, you need to get out more. Okay, it's the South African Local Seal Alliance. It's the rescue organization that's in Cape Town that I'm volunteering with next year.
I can't believe you're leaving so fast.
Hey, I was always supposed to do this before you called me.
I know, but I like you here.
I like being here, too.
Well, in the event you have a sudden change of heart and you realize you simply must stay in Mystic with your best friend, the job is yours.
Well, if you knew how badly it went with the interns yesterday, you would not suggest that.
The postgrads dawdle in the lounge.
The boat parade.
I've lived here my whole life. I really don't need to see it again.
Hello?
I don't think I'll ever feel that way about anything in Mystic.
Yeah, you should get out for a bit.
Morning.
Yeah, I know. I really need to get into that New Zealand program.
Did you know you can study with so many different animals? If you go, oh.
Good morning.
Sorry, didn't want to interrupt. You know, you're our boss, right?
Ooh, eek. Pressure. Maybe don't, you know, think of me as your boss. Think of me as head seal lady. Speaking of, I had written down some things, organized my thoughts. So, in order to get Peppermint ready for release by Christmas, which is 11 days away, I want to combine the enrichment program we use for captive seals with the method we use for rescues.
Innovative.
Oh, please don't interrupt. We'll work in shifts of two from now on and restrict verbal communication in order to limit her comfort with humans. Any questions? Peter and I will take the first shift. Eric and Teresa support the veterinary staff. Go team.
Peter takes a bite of banana.
Am I supposed to follow her?
No idea.
Sawyer and his co-workers clean at the restaurant.
I have a proposition you are not going to say yes to.
Terrible opening gambit.
Let me manage on Saturday night.
Saturday is the buyout for the high school girls' soccer team?
It is?
Absolutely not.
Why?
One, it's a party. Two, high schoolers are animals, especially the athletes, especially the girls. I'll manage.
You can't. You are hosting trivia.
Paul will manage.
Paul has a wedding.
Let me sleep on it.
I didn't clock in yet. I'm kidding.
Juniper and Peter watch the plump gray seal play with a ball in the water.
You put the ball in there. Yeah.
The seal taps the ball until a piece of fish comes out of a hole.
That's good.
The seal dives under the water.
She did great. I was skeptical, but you were right.
I am great with new seals,
less good with new humans.
That's why I've been a little...
Stop. Your only crime is being so apologetic. And maybe that kindergarten thing with the lights.
Oh, valid. Yeah.
Unsolicited advice?
Yeah.
If you won't trust yourself, at least trust that we're not judging you. We're cool and kind once you get to know us.
Roger that.
Hey, it's after hours. Do you mind if I head out? I was going to meet some friends at the boat parade.
Yeah, what's a boat parade?
Ugh, to be young and wide-eyed and new to Mystic. It's only one of our coolest Christmas events. Wait, You don't know about the boat parade?
Apparently not. What are you doing here?
Dropped some decorations off with Candace before heading to the boat parade.
Am I the only one who doesn't know about this boat parade?
It would seem so. Should go.
Oh, no, I should stay here and finish up some paperwork.
Well, I'm heading over there now, so if you did want to go, we could
come with us.
Or we all could go?
I mean, if you know.
Peter mouths, jump.
You know, let's go. Let's all go.
Yeah.
The town's lights twinkle at night. Juniper, Sawyer, and Peter walk together.
After college, but everywhere was either too big or too small or too loud or too quiet.
It's very Goldilocks.
I know. But then I get here and it's just right. I mean, it's vibrant, but it also feels like a small community. And, oh, the history. Oh, ahoy, my fine friends. I have spotted my merry band. Savor this Christmas moment.
Peter joins the group waiting on the dock.
And there were two.
Sawyer gestures for Juniper to follow him to the dock such where they stand among the crowd.
Wait for it.
A parade of lit up boats passes.
Wait, do you see the elves?
Sawyer's gaze lingers on Juniper as more illuminated ships pass.
Mystic magic. Any town can have a tree.
What did you see?
Shoppers peruse a Christmas market and kids do crafts at tables.
Juniper! Hey! What do you know about
sand dollars. My class went to the beach and I gathered this so I wouldn't have to make a conversation and accidentally say something nobody liked.
Practical.
Reasonable.
Relatable. So, sand dollars are a type of sea urchin, and when they're alive, they are many colors, and they are covered in tiny hairs that help them put food in their mouths.
Then what's this?
That is its dead body.
It's fossil. You could have said fossil.
Skeleton, also less upsetting.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when I explain things on the fly.
Fascinating.
So, Lou, what are you going to do with that bucket of skeletons?
Well, maybe we can use some of the craft supplies and make sand dollar ornaments.
Can you come with me?
Sure thing. Let's go.
Oh, I find crafting very satisfying. Mm. And this is?
It's rather nice.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So, aren't you going to sit down and relax and start painting?
Oh, I'm helping Louisa.
I'm actually okay.
Traitor.
Uncle Sawyer's bad at doing things for himself. Mm. He hasn't read a book all year because the library keeps asking for it back before he finishes. Isn't that sad?
The saddest.
Twice a traitor?
Sawyer turns over a sand dollar and frowns at it. He notices all of the women watching him and turns away with his paintbrush. Later, they hang the ornaments on the tree at home.
Ew, that is awesome.
I brought it back to life.
Look at that, Celia. Excellent attention to detail.
May I go read in bed now?
If you leave the big light on.
But it's not cozy that way.
It's safer for your eyes that way.
Lou goes to bed.
You've got a real cool kid, Candace.
The coolest.
Mm-hmm. I know. I like that she's herself around you, Juniper.
Mm. Well, from one late bloomer to another, she's gonna be okay.
And this is what you'll have to show for it.
Hey, I don't even see yours.
Well, in mystic tradition, the eldest male does not reveal his sand dollar until Christmas morn.
Yeah, you can't just make things up and call them tradition. Come on, where is it?
I'll never tell.
It's in his coat.
What? No. You know, there is a Canadian proverb that says, don't spend so much time decorating other people's ornaments that you don't ever get a chance to decorate your own. Mm. And to all, good night.
Come on, you can't just make things up and say they're Canadian proverbs.
Sawyer grins at Candace, who averts her eyes.
I don't want to know.
Don't want to know what?
Whatever this is, it's going to end up in tears. Juniper never stays in the same place, and you never leave. So my position is, I don't want to know.
Sawyer rolls his eyes. Juniper strolls into a bakery with piles of pastries behind the counter.
What can I get for you?
Hi, I need an assortment of pastries that says... Sorry about the lights.
Ooh, I'll need more context. Are these for friends, associates, frenemies?
Work acquaintances.
Strictly professional?
Trying to build a bridge.
Are you the boss?
I would say lead advisor.
Got it.
The baker carefully selects a box of pastries.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
You are a winter pastry warlock.
Thank you. You're with the rehab center, right?
Oh, the uniform giveaway.
Mm. I'm going to throw in some savory pastries because you've got an anti-sweet activist in your midst.
Oh.
Summer, I love that one.
Good morning. There's coffee and pastries if anybody's interested.
Sift. She's already a mystic pro.
Hey, how was the boat parade experience?
Unexpected. There's chocolate raspberry croissants, ginger molasses cookie, pecan sticky bun, and blueberry scones. I'm a big splitter if anyone wants to try more than one thing. I'd split a ginger molasses cookie. Mm-hmm.
Please don't take it personally. I hate sweets, but I appreciate the gesture. Never mind. It's fine. I'll eat a scone.
Nobody needs to eat a scone under duress, Eric. We have... savory croissants.
Nick never fails.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, it has been brought to my attention...
By me.
Yes, by Peter.
In spite of what my anxious brain says, you guys are not judging me, and I should get to know you. So, let's start getting to know each other. Favorite Christmas song, I'll go first, Dominic the Donkey.
And right away, she puts the no judgment thing to the test.
Juniper runs into Candace, who holds a Christmas tree.
I'm sorry, tree.
Hi. I'm getting ready to decorate the Mystic Christmas Eve party / toy drive / talent show.
That is a lot of slashes.
And on top of everything else, we're hosting it here at the aquarium this year.
Oh.
Can I say something grinchy?
Always.
There's a planning meeting for this tonight at the community center, and I don't want to go. Lou has a piano lesson, and I have to interview job candidates, and... You know, on some level, it's your fault that I have to do these interviews.
On no level is it my fault, but keep talking.
What if you went in my place?
Tempting. So is this... meeting, you know, something that Sawyer would be at?
Okay, whatever is between you, I don't want to know.
Wait, I'm just asking a question. Here's another question. What would I need to do at this meeting?
Just make sure no one tries to fill this place up with candles or tigers or knives.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to get you the most amazing thank you gift. A fruit basket. Oh, do you like persimmons?
Not really, but I love a good pear and I really respect apples.
Oh.
Juniper steps into the community center looking around. Peter spots her.
Are you volunteering?
Oh, I'm just standing in for Candace. Which, I don't know why, since you and Teresa are here.
Oh, I'm here for the Historical Society, and Teresa is not happy to be here.
No, I'm really not.
Teresa, we're running low on coffee, and volunteers are getting antsy. Hey, come on.
Yes, Dad. I didn't know that Ken was Teresa's dad. Small town.
Oh, fun fact, we're technically not a town. We're a village in a census-designated place.
Did you always integrate this much into places you visit?
I'm merely here on tiger and candle defense and just for the night.
You're going to get roped into more than that.
It's true. Ken is very persuasive.
Oh, I'm not so easily roped.
And Juniper will distribute flyers, coordinate decorations, and lead guided tours. Meeting adjourned.
How did that happen?
Juniper, here are the flyers, and could you take minutes next meeting? Paige has book club.
Oh, I'm not going to be here next meeting. Candace will be back.
I can take the minutes.
No, Sawyer, your handwriting's embarrassing. Juniper will do it.
Oh, yeah. How did he do that?
Embarrassing?
Peter, you have to help me distribute these tomorrow.
Oh, I would, but I'm on duty for the Historical Society. Sawyer can help.
Sawyer's hosting trivia.
Sawyer's hosting trivia at night. Oh. Oh, I see what this is.
There's nothing. Thank you.
I can help if you want, but not if you don't want.
So, yeah. You know what? What time is it? Because I'm starving.
What are you in the mood for?
Honestly?
Sawyer serves up a plate of pizza and Juniper takes a bite.
See, that's the drawback of doing a different Christmas every year. You need to get your fill of everything you love in a week.
Which is why people repeat traditions.
Then this is a saucy, crispy, spinachy point for tradition.
Floors are mopped, tables are set.
Excellent work. Is everything okay?
Tomorrow is Saturday.
It is?
And somebody needs to manage that dreaded soccer girls party, but Paul is at a wedding and you are hosting Christmas trivia.
I have a plan.
Which is?
I'm cloning myself.
Sawyer. Well, can't...
Brooke.
Brooke, manage.
She hasn't managed before.
And round we go.
See, there is a saying in marine veterinary circles. If you give a seal a fish, she'll eat for a day. But if you teach a seal to fish, she will eat for a lifetime, barring natural predators and a decline in resources.
It's a saying, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay, fine. You can manage.
You will not regret this.
I won't. Juniper will.
The world will not burn down if you abdicate some responsibility.
No, but my restaurant might.
You have insurance, right?
Sawyer tosses a napkin at Juniper.
Tomorrow, Mystic Village, 9 a.m.
It's a date plan. It's a date plan.
Were you about to say it's a date, and then you panicked because you thought I would think that you meant romantic date?
Nope. See you tomorrow.
It's a date plan. Ready for a day of flyering?
I've already begun.
Huh.
Sawyer staples the edges of Juniper's taped-up flyer.
What else you got in there?
Oh, tape, thumbtacks, and about 4,000 staples.
And snacks?
Oh, no. The secret agenda today isn't flyering. It's touring.
Touring?
Yes, mystic. And we begin with a life-changing experience.
Okay.
So you think you've had good pastries with your Frances and your Swedens and your Germany.
I haven't been to Germany.
You are so young and your life is about to change because you have no idea just how.
Juniper, same as last time.
Fair enough. So you've tried the chestnut croissant then?
I have not. Are you holding out on me, Nicholas?
Chestnut isn't an everybody flavor.
It's a this body flavor.
Two chestnut croissants coming up.
Okay, I'm gonna make a bold statement.
Can't wait.
Chestnut deserves the same amount of fuss in winter that pumpkin gets in fall.
I think people would say gingerbread is the winter pumpkin spice.
Well, those people are wrong. Are you one of the wrong people, Sawyer?
Team chestnut all the way.
Good. That was my read on you.
When I was in Italy, I had this chestnut and sage tagliatelle. Mm-hmm. I still think about it once a month.
Well, have you tried recreating it?
Yeah, I tried and failed. Just gotta have it again when I go back to Italy someday.
Juniper hides a grin.
What?
Hmm? Oh, nothing. It's just... That's like the second time I've heard you say someday. Why haven't you been back yet?
Well, first of all, I didn't know I was with the travel police.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, is it because of the restaurant?
No, I stay for people, not pizza.
Okay, well, if you're going to go back, why not go back now?
Right now, I need to fly her.
Okay, come on. You know what I mean.
Luis is still young. And there's always an event or a commitment or, you know, it's just not the right time.
Juniper nods sympathetically.
So, where to now?
Now, a little time travel.
Ooh.
They arrive at the Seaport Museum. Peter is inside.
Welcome to the 19th century on this fine morning.
Oh, nice getup. Any chance we can leave some of these flyers?
This contemporary calamity? Absolutely not. But,
toy drive, donate if you dare?
What? It's attention grabbing.
It's a little ghosty for Christmas.
The best Christmas stories are ghost stories. A Christmas Carol?
Let me take a crack at it.
You know, actually, if you want real Christmas vibes, the Historical Society is hosting a lantern tour on Monday.
Oh. Two tickets.
I'm in.
And if you're not busy tonight, Eric, Teresa, and I, we're going to Christmas trivia. You should join us.
Oh.
I'll give my questions a little international flair.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
There we go.
Oh. 'Tis the season of swimming and the season of giving. Come to the Mystic Christmas Party and Toy Drive.
I do good work.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm a bit partial to Maine-style lobster rolls. I'm a little wary of butter as a mayo purist.
Just wait.
Sawyer and Juniper take big bites. Oh.
Yeah. How does it taste to be wrong?
Like Maine could kiss it.
Yeah! Connecticut forever!
Okay, so Christmas-themed questions. If you had a job in the North Pole, would you clear reindeer stalls or alphabetize the naughty list?
Easy, naughty list. That's a softball.
Okay. Give me a tough one, smart guy.
If you had to spend every Christmas in one place, where would it be?
Easy, the moon. Because if I had to stay in one place forever, I would launch myself to outer space and protest.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You're really never settling down? Not even if, like, the right guy asked?
I mean, that's a trick question. The right guy wouldn't ask. And, you know, no, not never. And I like the idea of one town and one place, one home. Someday.
Why not now?
It's just not the right time.
Well, we should get you to trivia.
No. Peter was just being polite.
Well, then wouldn't it be rude to no-show?
That night, Juniper and Sawyer arrive at the tavern. The post-grads are already there at a table.
No, don't so wrong. Come on.
Nope.
Nobody wants to hang out with their boss. They'll be so annoyed.
Juniper.
Yeah.
Juniper.
So annoyed.
Okay, Juniper. Hey. Sit here.
Juniper.
Come on.
Well, that was a truly terrible round for us.
I am a scientist, not a movie buff.
We'll rally.
Okay, I hope you save room for dessert, because the next round is Christmas sweets. First up, some might call it a Yule log, but in France, Belgium, or Luxembourg, you're more likely to eat what?
Bûche de Noël.
According to legend, this was first baked in Trent in 1545.
Stolen.
Name three spices, besides ginger, commonly found in gingerbread.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, cardamom, and anise.
That was five. I thought you hated desserts.
All right, bring up your answers.
Is this another night where Eric's dessert knowledge puts me to shame?
Let's see.
Eric plucks the answer sheet from the table and carries it to the front.
No, we were terrible! But that was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, you did shockingly well in dessert.
Interesting. You should note that. I think that someone on our team who doesn't like sweets might have a crush on someone who specializes in sweets.
Why do you say that?
I mean, why else learn obscure facts you're not interested in?
To impress strangers at parties.
Oh, you know, I should check on peppermint real quick.
You know, Juniper, if you teach a seal to fish...
Juniper frowns at her phone.
Everything okay?
I need to get to the rehab center.
Oh, we'll take my car.
Thank you.
You can see her on the monitor. Are we worried about a seal napping?
I think she might be hiding because she's sick or injured. Okay, you should stay back.
Juniper enters the dark enclosure. The seal hops out of the water.
Oh, hey there. You want to come out so we can see what's wrong? It's okay.
The seal bounces closer on her round belly. Sawyer waits inside the wildlife center. Juniper enters, rubbing her head.
Hey. How's it looking?
I think it's an infection. She'll get fluids, I'll put her on antibiotics, and hopefully it'll clear up and not get more serious.
Okay, good. I was worried it was domoic acid toxicosis. Or leptospirosis.
Have you been doing some Googling?
I don't have a ton of experience with problems I can't fix.
Domoic acid toxicosis is more of a problem for West Coast seals.
Okay.
It's okay. You can head home, Sawyer.
Are you sure? I mean, I can always stay and do more nothing.
Oh, no, I'm sure. I'm going to keep monitoring her for a while.
Okay. Call me if you need anything.
Will do. I promise.
Okay.
They smile at each other. Sawyer leaves and Juniper turns to watch him go. Daytime rises over the aquarium. Juniper is sleeping on the sofa as the postgrads arrive.
It is not actually a Christmas movie. It's an action movie. It's just...
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Oh.
What's wrong?
Peppermint sick. I've been monitoring her since Saturday, but not much has changed.
You've been here for 2 days?
Yeah, I didn't want to leave her.
Well, what can we do?
I mean, there's not much we can do. I'm waiting for the results from the lab and started on a low dose of antibiotics until we figure out what's going on.
Maybe you should go home. Get some rest.
We can watch her and let the rest of the staff know.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, then I'll be back tonight. I'm sorry. I'll be missing the lantern tour.
I can come back tonight. I mean, I won't be able to focus on fun anyway until I hear back from the New Zealand program. And no offense, Peter, but...
I know. You've seen enough lantern tours to last a lifetime. Juniper, go home.
We've got this.
Thank you.
Sawyer works at the restaurant.
Low on napkins and takeout containers.
I will order some more. Hey, I want you to take a look at this.
Bruce manages? What does that mean?
It's supposed to say Brooke manages. I was trying to do a fun little... Is my handwriting really that bad?
I can be a real manager.
Well, the soccer coach called and said Saturday was amazing. So if you want it, I'm adding you to the management rotation.
I want it, Sawyer. Thank you. When I buy this place from you someday, I will remember this moment.
I'm a very tough negotiator.
You are not.
Oh, Christmas tree,
So what would you say are your strongest weaknesses? I'm sorry, I mean your biggest weaknesses.
Where are allspice berries?
That's not something people have.
Oh, hey! Is peppermint okay?
She's more stable.
So no more bilivirus?
Okay, no more Google for you.
Who can I help?
How are you with hair?
I'm Molly Miller.
Okay, great. Go ahead. Okay, sorry, yes. You? Yep.
Hi.
What are we doing?
It's costume optional, but I want the authentic experience.
Noted. What are we doing over there?
Drinks for the after party.
For a lantern tour?
Oh, you'll see. I got mulled cider, mulled wine, mulled punch.
Yeah, that's like a million drinks.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I should wear my hair like this when I do my poem at the Christmas Eve party.
I'll be in touch. When you what?
I wrote a poem and I volunteered to perform it at the party. Juniper got over her fear when she realized her ideas were good, so I will too.
Well, that is so cool.
I know. Are we ready to go?
Can you take this? I gotta get cleaned up. And Juniper and I will meet you there.
Okay. Juniper, what have you done to my kid?
I do not know.
Okay, let's go. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, so I'll rummage up some costumes.
Oh, no. They're optional.
Oh, I want the authentic experience.
Are they closet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
A crowd in costumes gathers outside. Juniper and Sawyer wear top hats. They find Eric.
You made it!
I did. Peppermint is on the mend. Teresa called and said her fever's down.
I'm gonna stand over here and hope I absorb some of Eric's dessert knowledge.
Christmas! 1876! We begin.
The partygoers mingle on the dock.
Ghost, but if I were one, I'd haunt Mystic.
Well, you kind of have to, since this is the only place you ever lived. Juniper could haunt the world, though.
Yes.
Poland, the Galapagos.
Soon South Africa.
Yes.
Peter appears
Thank
with
you
a grin.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hey.
Wow, love the hair. Who inspired it?
Peter, Coco, emergency!
Oh, I'll be right back. Coco calls.
Bye.
I'm not doing my poem at the Christmas party. I'm not ready.
Oh, honey, you know you don't have to.
Well, hey, Lou, you know, when I need to give a speech, I practice on a non-human audience.
Can I do that?
I don't think I can arrange for that to happen.
Lou smiles at Juniper. Candace mouths, thank you. Juniper meets Sawyer's gaze and he quickly looks away. Later, Juniper sits with Eric.
Thank you guys for stepping up.
Please, we're a team. Quick, history of hot chocolate.
It was served cold and bitter in the Aztec and Mayan empires, but the sweet drink we enjoy today is a product of colonialism.
Hmm. I'll have to fact check you.
You have no poker face.
I'm sorry. Can I overstep?
There's no need. Yes, I like Nick.
And Nick likes you.
That's an unknown. We can't assume.
Okay. Scientifically precise. I love it.
I hypothesize that a relationship would be lovely for the both of us.
But the only way to know is to test it.
But what if that test causes the lab to blow up? And by lab, I mean my heart.
That's biologically unlikely, but putting science aside, when you imagine a relationship, is it worth the risk?
Yes.
Then there's your answer.
Mulling spices.
Roman Empire. But I don't care. I don't like desserts, but I like you. Let's hang out sometime.
Is now a good time?
Now is my favorite time.
Eric swallows. Nick offers his hand to Eric, who takes it. They stroll off hand in hand. Juniper beckons for Sawyer to sit with her.
South Africa, huh? You already have your exit plans?
I mean, that was always the plan. 1 week, leave the day after Christmas. This was always just temporary. And, you know, the right guy wouldn't ask me to stay, so...
He's not. He's just hoping for a little more time with you before you go.
You know, I heard about this cool light show at the planetarium tomorrow night. Are you free?
It's a date.
Juniper grins and rests her head on Sawyer's shoulder. He smiles.
I know, kiddo. Nobody likes going to the doctor.
How's it looking?
Her fever's back.
What? How? She was stable last night.
It's her blood work, finally. Okay, we need all hands on deck.
The seal slumps her head down.
Can you stop by the aquarium tonight and help hang decorations?
I can't tonight.
Why? Are you going to a barn raising?
You volunteering at the firehouse? Are you re-roofing Mrs. Silverman's garage?
I have a date with Juniper.
I don't want to know.
You just asked. And you said it'd take more time for myself.
So do a kickboxing class or learn how to knit. Don't embark on a doomed love affair with my long-distance best friend. Ugh, it's gonna be another decade before I get Juniper within 100 miles of Mystic.
Why are you so sure this is gonna end badly?
Because I am an expert on human nature. That's why I can't read mysteries. I always know who the killer is, and it's a curse because I love mysteries.
But neither of us is dramatic.
That's exactly it. You don't put yourselves out there. You both avoid confrontation.
Yeah, so this is good.
No! Because eventually some miscommunication will come up.
And you'll both retreat back into your shells like the cowardly little mollusks you are.
I'm not a mollusk.
I have to go.
Juniper listens to the seal's heart as the team looks on.
Her white blood cell count is high and her neutrophils are way off.
So that confirms it's an infection.
I just don't understand how she's worse. Is it my fault?
No. The antibiotics are helping, but we're shooting in the dark if we don't know what and where the infection is.
This would be so much easier if you could just tell us.
Could it be an ear infection?
Could be an infection in the deep ear canal. Wish we had a CT scan.
There's a facility in East Greenwich that does.
What can we call?
Already on it.
All right, great. Well, if we could get her in and confirm, then we'd be in much better position for targeted treatment.
That's amazing.
Let's see what's wrong. They can take us today.
Great, let's get moving.
Okay.
We'll figure this out.
Brooke reads notes at the restaurant.
Missing something.
I need a favor. It's a big one. I need you to cover for me tonight.
You want me to manage again already?
If it's too much for you.
No, it's just nothing. Nothing. I can cover. No problem.
You're a lifesaver. Spearmint.
Nobody likes the mint ones.
Okay. I'll drive.
Yeah, you guys can hold on for it while we're gone.
Aye, aye.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, wait. Just give me one sec.
Juniper texts Sawyer. Can't make it tonight. So sorry.
All right, let's go.
Sawyer climbs into his car and puts a gift basket in the passenger seat. He frowns at his phone and squeezes his eyes shut.
Ooh. Fine, yeah, it's fine.
He looks across at the basket. He texts back, no worries. He erases it and texts, is everything okay? He erases it again.
No, you're not gonna send that.
He sends a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah. I'm a mollusk.
Okay, they're running the CT now.
She's gonna be okay, right?
Maybe.
You're not great at lying, are you? Hey, sit. How about this? If there is something really wrong, Peppermint is exactly where she should be, on the road to getting the treatment that she needs.
I like that better than maybe.
Sorry.
Teresa checks her phone.
This day keeps getting better and better. I am not going to New Zealand.
Oh, Teresa, I'm so sorry.
I love Mystic. I just wanted to miss it for a little while.
It'll happen.
I thought you didn't do reassuring lies.
I don't.
Dr. Jones to the front desk, please.
Dr. Jones to the front desk.
It's the moment of truth.
Sawyer stalks back into the restaurant.
Enjoy. But what happened to needing a cover?
I don't anymore.
Actually, if you have a second, I might have messed something up when I managed that soccer party. I think I solved it out, but...
Okay, great. I'll look it over.
That's not what I'm asking. I think I know where the error is.
No, it's fine. It's not your fault. It's my fault. I've been slacking. I should have been here more.
Sawyer stares sadly into the distance. Peter and Eric wait at the aquarium.
Do we want to distract ourselves by planning my first date with Nick? Please. Movie house or wine tasting?
Neither. Your date will start with a tiki bar cruise on the Mystic River. I know what you're thinking. Tiki bar?
It's an ear infection. It's deep in the ear canal, but we'll be able to start a focused antibiotic regimen.
All right.
Yeah. But until she gets better, this could jeopardize her being released.
So cautious optimism.
Yes.
Well done, Juniper.
Oh, no, no, not me.
No, see, if Eric hadn't recognized her ear, and if Peter hadn't recommended the facility, and if Teresa hadn't barely obeyed the speed limit, this was a team effort. Thank you, guys.
Come on.
Oh, no. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay, back to work. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Juniper smiles to herself. She reaches for her phone and sees the thumbs up reply from Sawyer. She frowns.
You don't have to do the poem, you know.
You never quit anything.
I'm an adult. When I was your age.
You were class president and the leader in the Nutcracker, and you played sports. If we were the same age, we'd have nothing in common.
Oh, look out!
Sawyer climbs from a ladder.
A little extra pocket money on the side?
Just being neighborly and decorating without being asked.
Feels like vandalism, but I can't explain why.
It's not the cookies or the tree.
Hey, have you talked to Juniper?
As a matter of fact, I have.
She canceled last night, so you're right.
And did you ask her why?
No. I said all good, and I completely understood.
Oh, so you practiced avoidance.
I'm a mollusk. Don't gloat.
At the aquarium, Juniper waits for Candace biting her nails.
Morning. Good news, Peppermint's on the mend. How are you?
I'm
good, yeah. Have you talked to any brothers lately?
Juniper.
Look, I know you don't want to get involved, but after I canceled on him last night, he seemed upset. He answered with only a thumbs up emoji.
My brother's a monster. Can I get tough lovey for a second?
Always.
Okay, you're leaving in 5 days. Why get involved?
About that, have you hired a permanent chief yet?
I'm setting final interviews. Why? Are you thinking about staying?
Thinking about it? Is that nuts?
Oh, no. Maybe. But should I cancel final interviews?
No. Keep interviewing candidates, but maybe just, check in before you make an offer. I know that's annoying.
Only a smidge. Hey, maybe as a trade-off, you can go to the planning meeting for me again tonight.
The planning meeting? Where your brother will be.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Juniper tries to nod, then shakes her head. Brooke finishes a Christmas tree made of pizza boxes. Sawyer hands her a calzone.
It is. I am sorry for being snippy last night, and I'm sorry for undermining all the work you've been doing.
I accept. Did you figure out what was wrong?
It was a small thing. But I will show you later, so you know for next time.
I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I am a really good boss.
You're fine. I'm kidding. You're great.
Juniper leads Lou to a sea lion habitat.
So these are some of our full-time sea lion residents who are too injured to be released.
So they interact with humans more?
Uh-huh.
They're very excited for your poem.
How do you know?
The sea lions hop on their fins.
Maybe. Okay.
Juniper sits next to the sea lions.
Whenever you're ready.
Is it okay if I don't look at you?
We can look away.
They look away in unison.
Hooray, hooray, it's Christmas. What does Christmas mean? It's not the cookies or the tree.
Okay.
Juniper and Peter enter the Pack Community Center. Juniper spots Sawyer across the room.
What's it?
All the way over.
Juniper and Sawyer circle the room.
Sorry, we're just
Us.
Sorry, guys, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, yep. Squeeze by.
Thank you so much.
They back right into each other and nod awkwardly. They sink into their seats with cringing faces.
Hey, were you upset about last night?
No.
Okay, good, because I was worried about your text.
What did he text? I said it was all good. He said it was all good.
You just texted a thumbs up emoji.
Sawyer, what's wrong with you? I was being low-key. There's a fine line between low-key and passive-aggressive. Well, thank you, Ken. I mean, she had to cancel. We thought Peppermint could die. But Peppermint was sick again? But you didn't tell him?
Well, I don't want to make an excuse.
There's a fine line between making excuses and giving an explanation. Whoa. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, everyone, we've got 4 more nights until our mystic Christmas Eve party, and we have a lot to get through.
Sawyer and Juniper leave the community center together. Ken and Peter hover behind them.
Would you like to talk somewhere private?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry I wasn't more communicative.
Ditto. I'm sorry we missed the light show at the planetarium.
Well, if you ever force to repeat a Christmas here, maybe we'll get another chance.
Is that a dig?
Oh, no. I'm just saying if you're ever in Mystic, you know, for Christmas.
Yeah, well, maybe next time I'm here, you'll finally be traveling.
Was that a dig?
No. No, I thought you wanted to travel.
I do.
So do it.
I thought you wanted to settle down eventually.
I do.
So do it.
Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
Look, I think you should live life now. Sawyer, Mystic isn't going anywhere.
Neither are the Northern Lights. Or Cairo, or Venice.
Actually, Venice is sinking.
I just don't want to abandon the people who need me.
Okay, don't get mad, but I don't think you stay in Mystic because people need you. I think you stay because you're terrified you'll find out people don't. And then who would you be?
I'm not mad. Mortally wounded.
No.
But it's okay. You know, if we're going to do this, I mean, let's do this.
Okay.
I don't think you hold back because you're introverted. I think you hold back because you are terrified of becoming too attached. And then you'll have to make life decisions based on more than seals and suitcases. I'm sorry, what is it with people who travel always looking down on everybody else?
What is it with people in small towns?
Mystic is not a small town.
Who feel like anybody who moves around can't possibly make real connections.
We're fighting again.
Yeah, I noticed. I should have just left it at thumbs up. Like I even got a response this time.
Juniper storms away.
Juniper!
Sawyer marches off in the other direction. In the restaurant, he stares at a computer screen.
Okay, let's settle this once and for all.
He opens a webpage and furrows his brow.
Huh.
The seal dives and swims effortlessly in the water. She eats a fish. Juniper and Teresa high five.
Guys, great news. Peppermint is ready to be released with 2 days to spare.
Yay. That's great. Why am I a little bit sad?
I know. I am too.
Is it always kind of bittersweet?
It is. Mm. But that's what we've all been working towards, right?
First, we release the seal, then you.
Back into the world. Hey, you guys have got this.
Sawyer and Lou make cookies. Juniper enters.
Oh, my.
Now sprinkle, sprinkle,
wow.
Sprinkle. Yeah, more sprinkle. Boom, perfect. Next.
Impressive operation you guys got going.
Uncle Sawyer dips and I sprinkle. It's a tradition.
The tradition is ruining desserts with anisette.
Licorice haters, out of the kitchen.
I am anisette neutral. Gosh, I feel like I owe you guys a Christmas tradition.
What's your favorite?
Definitely Jóla bókaflóð.
What's that?
It's an Icelandic tradition of giving books on Christmas Eve. Started in World War II and...
Come on. I can let Juniper explain.
You've been Googling again?
To impress people at parties.
Well, Sawyer is right. And then you drink hot cocoa and you stay up reading all night long.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Christmas Eve isn't until tomorrow, but maybe our version can be December 23rd.
Juniper rips slips of paper.
Okay, now, if you get your own name, you have to put it back in. On the count of three, ready? One, two.
Christmas is back again.
They go shopping at a bookstore. Dash among the shelves. They peek around corners at each other and dance in the aisles. At home, they place their gift bags on the table.
And the book flood begins.
Me first.
You got me?
It's a dragon book, but it's for adults. And it's a woman who saves dragons, and it's exactly what you do with seals. I did well.
Oh, this is so cool, Lou, and impossible to read in one night.
I believe in you.
Okay, your turn.
Candace hands Lou a gift bag. Lou pulls out a copy of Anne of Green Gables.
That was my favorite when I was your age.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Okay, and now...
Sawyer gives Candace her book.
Okay.
She unwraps The Secret Adversary.
Ah.
I know you said you can't read mysteries, but this is one of her lesser-known books and is supposed to have a really surprising ending.
Challenge gleefully accepted.
Oh. And finally...
Right. Juniper hands Sawyer a bag. He pulls out his book.
It's my alien cowboy book.
So you don't need to keep borrowing it from the library. Because you shouldn't have to be on anyone else's timeline.
Sawyer smiles.
So, what now?
Now, we nestle under blankets and get to read in.
Sawyer and Juniper reach for the same blanket.
Lou, do you need both of those blankets?
Yep.
Well, Sawyer, have this.
Yeah. No, you... I mean, we could share.
Yeah, we...
All right.
Totally.
Juniper and Sawyer sit on the sofa under the same blanket reading their books. The group all smile at each other. The lights of the Christmas tree twinkle. Soon, Lou is asleep in her chair.
We should get her up to bed.
Okay. Come on, honey. Didn't get to finish.
You can read in bed.
This is the best night of my life.
Good night.
Candace carries Lou upstairs. Juniper glances sidelong at Sawyer and looks away. Then they both meet each other's gaze.
Sorry I stormed off the other night.
That's okay. I'm sorry I never emailed you back 10 years ago.
Oh?
The email was in drafts. I wrote a very charming reply and never sent it. Maybe I was subliminally afraid of getting sucked into your globe-trotting ways. I mean, who would I be if I wasn't Mystic's helpful big brother?
That's what I was trying to say the other night. People don't like you because you're helpful, Sawyer. People like you just... because you don't need to earn your keep to stay in people's hearts.
Thank you. I'm sorry about the seals and suitcases line. I don't
know. That's a good line. And while we're owning parts of our past, I can admit that, I mean, I was heartbroken. But... also a little relieved when I didn't hear back from you. I mean, what would happen if I fell for you?
Sawyer shakes his head.
It's a pair of mollusks.
What?
Did I miss anything?
No,
no.
Nothing.
You know, I should go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'll see you at the party tomorrow night.
Count on it.
Juniper nods. Sawyer smiles at her and leaves. Candace watches Juniper after this interaction.
If you need to confide, I'm here.
You would break your sibling gossip embargo.
For you, I would.
Candace, you are a great friend, but I cannot subject you to romantic conversation about your brother.
Juniper leaves Candace reading her book. Candace flips through the pages to the end, her eyebrows raised.
I did not see that coming.
Juniper sits outside by a fire and makes a call.
Hey, Mom.
What's wrong, hon?
Even half a world away, your
mom radar is impeccable.
Or you're calling at midnight.
What would you say if I told you that
I even thinking about settling down?
I'd say, who are you and why are you impersonating my daughter?
And when I was done teasing,
I'd ask why.
I'd reluctantly tell you that it's at least a little bit about a guy.
Self-sacrifice is no way to start a relationship. If it's the right guy, give it time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's well put.
Thanks, Mom.
I love you. Merry Christmas.
You too, Junie. Merry Christmas.
Dad? Your timing is impeccable.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Your mom texted I should call.
What's up, kiddo?
What if I were to tell you that I was, you know, maybe thinking of settling down?
Oh, I'd say, who's the lucky guy?
Or Seal.
And then when I was done teasing,
I'd ask what your gut was telling you.
What if my gut is 50% excited and 50% terrified?
Then when either reaches 51, that's the answer.
That's perfect advice. Thank you, Dad.
Love you, kiddo.
Love you.
Sawyer sets up Christmas figurines in a penguin enclosure.
Right. The trick is you want to test the decoration before you place them. Most people don't bother, but now you know. For next year, when you do this.
Juniper watches him smiling.
That's 51. Hi. I don't want the chief veterinarian job. I'm going to South Africa.
Is this you running towards something or away from something?
Self-sacrifice is no way to start a relationship.
You mean a relationship with the rehab center?
Yep.
That. So I'm making an offer to someone else.
Exactly. Thank you so much for this opportunity and have a nice day.
They should really cover this stuff in grad school.
So, tomorrow's release day. If you have any reservations, now is the time. But even if you do, it doesn't mean that you should stay. You can always visit, right? Of course I can. I mean, you can.
Juniper smiles at the seal.
And Ken is demanding his tour guide.
I'll be right there.
Juniper rests her chin on her hands. Peppermint slips back into the water of her tank and pops her head out. Aquarium visitors pet stingrays. A table is set with festive snacks. The aquarium is decorated with lights and trees.
And if you have any questions, you can find me mingling with the desserts.
Ken approaches Juniper with a smile.
Juniper, this is our best toy drive ever. I think your flyering really helped.
Oh, I promise you, I fired in no special way. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We're happy you came to Mystic.
Juniper wanders to the snack table.
Okay, now you don't have to try it.
I want to try it. It's okay.
Okay, one day I'm going to bake something that will break through.
Juniper smiles as she eats a cookie. She runs right into Sawyer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Cookie?
Thanks.
Good.
Very.
It's
So Peppermint gets really small.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I head to South Africa.
I heard. You know, I wanted to tell you that I...
Minor emergency. My kid is missing.
Isn't she about to do her poem?
I think I know where she is.
Sawyer and Candace follow Juniper to the sea lion enclosure. Lou is sitting inside.
Okay, Juniper, what are you gonna say to her?
Why me?
She looks up to you, and I already got the I'm nothing like you once this week. Come on, don't
get you out.
Candace approaches Lou and the sea lion.
I got this.
Candace high-fives the sea lion who jumps into the water.
Hey, kiddo.
Last minute rehearsal?
I'm not doing it. I can't.
You know you don't have to.
I know you keep telling me. Even you don't think I can do it.
No, no. No, I just think you're so special, and I want to protect you. You know what? You're right. No, you have to do it.
No, now I want to quit.
Tough cookies. Go home.
What if I make a mistake, though?
Have you ever made a mistake before? And what happened?
How awful.
And then?
And it was okay.
There you go.
Maybe now isn't the right time.
There's no such thing as the right time. There's only right now.
Sawyer and Juniper exchange a glance.
Let's go back to the party.
Lou takes Candace's hand.
And now, a poem about the meaning of Christmas from Louisa Adams.
Lou takes the stage.
Hooray, hooray, it's Christmas. But what does Christmas mean? It's not the cookies or the tree. It's not the presents It's not the presents or holly. It's not tradition, songs, or sleighs. It's something else I'm here to say. Christmas is the ones who care, who make us brave our worst nightmares. Christmas is friends old and new, so a very Merry Christmas to you.
I was just okay. And how do you feel?
Amazing.
You should.
You wrote that?
I know. It was really good.
I'd like to show you something.
Okay, let's go then.
They lead Juniper to the planetarium with her eyes closed.
Okay, guys, where am I?
Excellent question.
What? Open them.
Juniper looks up to see the northern lights projected across the dome ceiling.
Sorry, did you?
With help.
The postgrads appear.
Oh, you deserved it.
Miss, thank you.
For our favorite head seal lady.
Thank you. Everyone. This is going to be a tough one to knock off the top spot of my Christmas memory list.
Juniper hugs them all one by one, lingering in her hug with Sawyer.
We know it's not as good as the real Northern Lights.
I think it might be better.
They gaze up at the dancing ribbons of light and hues of purple and green against a starry night sky. The team carries the seal's container to the edge of the sea. Juniper looks to each of her team members who nod and smile. Juniper opens the cage door and Peppermint wriggles out.
There she goes. There's something that the
season brings. Peppermint swims into the surf.
When it's hard to say.
Merry Christmas, Peppermint!
Juniper clasps her hands and watches Peppermint disappear into the waves. Candace sits next to Juniper on the sand.
Just say it.
I like your brother and I don't want to leave Mystic.
And the pendulum swings again.
I can't believe that I would change my life plan for a guy.
I don't think you're changing it for a guy.
I think you're changing it for a guy and your best friend and her kid and three interns. Oh, and
why did I tell you to offer that position to another candidate?
I don't know. But I didn't listen.
What?
You've been flip-flopping all week. I had to see where you would land.
What?
Merry Christmas. It's yours if you want it.
I want it. I want it.
Thank you.
Of course.
What are you going to tell Salsa?
Well, I'll tell them that I am so sorry, but I can recommend an excellent replacement.
Juniper waves to her post-grads.
Now I need to interview interns.
You're the best.
I know.
Candace leaves and Sawyer takes her place next to Juniper.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I got you something.
Sawyer hands Juniper a red pouch. She reads the tag.
My handwriting is not that bad.
Inside is a sand dollar painted with a seal on a beach.
You finished it.
I did. And since you pressured me,
encouraged
I think it's
you.
Only right that you get to have it.
Thank you.
I'm leaving Mystic.
Mystic.
You first.
Okay. Well, I'm staying, but it's not just for you. It's for a baker and three interns and my best friend, and it's just forget it. You're leaving?
I need to trust the people in my life to love me even if they don't need me. Paul and Brooke can run the restaurant next year.
The whole year?
It's a big world.
Wow. So I guess that this is just the right time.
It's never the right time.
Juniper tilts her head and smiles. Sawyer leans in and plants a kiss on her lips. Juniper deepens the kiss, holding Sawyer's face in her hand. Text, next December. Sawyer exits the station laden with bags. Juniper waits outside, leaning on a post.
Yes, please.
They wrap their arms tightly around each other.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa, what is in this?
Oh, that's souvenirs.
Sue, I could have brought some of these back when I visited you in Brussels.
Those are from after Brussels.
No, that was 3 weeks ago. No, before we go to Japan, you are getting a packing lesson.
Okay, fine, but that can wait because right now I want to go home and get a slice of pizza from my restaurant and I won't crash.
No, can do. Because we are not going home.
They go to the docks.
Look who's here!
Hey! You know, I watched every speech and debate video while I was gone.
Aw, she saves all of her best debates for me. Welcome home, Mollusk.
Oh, thank you.
Sawyer sips the drink and grimaces.
Okay, I know, but I followed your recipe.
Just proves this place needed you, Sawyer.
Sawyer, Teresa says hi from the Galapagos.
Oh, hi! Come on.
Hey.
Okay, so tomorrow we have the community center meeting and then Nick and Eric's engagement party and then this.
Okay.
Sure.
Hey. That's all wonderful. But first.
Sawyer and Juniper kiss. She kicks up her heel in delight. The lights on the ships in the dock glow red and green behind them.